great example. So, in this case, that hotel chain might consider itself the beneficiary of the so-called service recovery paradox. The paradox basically implies that customers who experience a service failure, well, they could potentially be made more loyal than customers who were satisfied in the first place, if an equitable recovery occurred after the failure. Yes, Ben?
Wait a minute. If a good service recovery creates more loyalty than if things went smoothly from the get-go, why don't companies, like, make mistakes on purpose so...
So you could implement a recovery plan that'll leave your customers delighted as opposed to merely satisfied? Look, it's always better to do things right the first time. 'Cause how can you know that the paradox will hold true in every situation? Plus, it's hard to predict if a good service recovery will overcome the negative effect of a service failure. And what about all those failures that never come to your attention?